Millions of families in the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, are breathing a sigh of relief. That program was reauthorized yesterday, part of the deal ending the government shutdown. The program had been in limbo ever since Congress let funding expire in September. From member station WAMU, Selena Simmons-Duffin reports on how that funding gap affected the program.
Linda Nablow, who oversees the CHIP program in Virginia, had two letters ready to send out to the families of 68,000 kids insured through the program. One said they didn't need to worry anymore. Federal funding had finally come through.
We also, of course, had the other letter ready to go that it was shutting down.
In the next 48 hours, it's that first stand down, don't worry letter that they'll be sending out. Nablow is now taking stock of the costs of the funding gap. Staff have been preparing to end the program, retooling enrollment systems, changing contracts.
Those aren't huge dollar amounts. I think the cost more is in the worry from parents.
CHIP covers children in low-income families. Many can't afford private insurance, and their children might have had to go uninsured. Every state's calculus was different for how long they could run on money left over after funding expired.
One state, Connecticut, did freeze enrollment between the week of Christmas and New Year's.
That's Joan Alker from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families. She's happy with the CHIP deal Congress passed, though she points out it's the same one they agreed on in September, so she's not sure why it took a shutdown to finally get it through. She's also puzzled as to why it was only a 6-year extension when the Congressional Budget Office estimated extending CHIP for 10 years would save more money.
The 6-year is a small saver. It saves just under $1 billion. They could come back and extend CHIP for 4 more years and grab those savings.
An extra $5 billion in savings. Alker does worry that the uncertainty may have caused children to drop out of the program, increasing the uninsured rate among children. If that holds true nationally, it hasn't been the case in Virginia, where CHIP enrollment actually went up this past fall. For NPR News, I'm Selena Simmons-Duffin in Washington.